This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Tage, you guys put a lot of hard work into the last game, and it didn't work out for you. You didn't get rewarded. Same thing, though, tonight. Once again, it seemed like you guys put a lot of hard work into it, and it must have been nice to be rewarded.
It was great. Obviously, last game, I thought we had a great game, and sometimes the puck doesn't bounce your way, and you run into a hot goalie or whatever. But I think I liked their process throughout that game, and I think that was a message coming in tonight, not to change anything and get frustrated. I think we knew if we just repeated what we did the night before, we'd get results, and I think that's, at the end of the day, got to be our mindset going into every game, is not worrying about the results. They'll take care of themselves, and we keep playing hockey like that, we're going to be in good shape.
What did you think about the way the group reacted when you guys fell behind 1-0 there?
Yeah, it's a great response. We felt comfortable. There was no panic in our game. I think even in the third, a 2-goal lead, it's, against the defending cup champions, they know how to claw their way back into games. And I thought we really didn't give them a whole lot. We were above them. We were on the D side of pucks. We won 50-50 battles. And Levi made some big saves when he needed to. So that's what you need. And that's the effort we got collectively as a group tonight.
Is it really the hard work in all three zones that really has been successful for you, especially in this game?
Yeah, I think hockey itself is a game. If you don't play the right way, usually things don't go your way. And I think you pay attention to those details, and you play hockey the right way and battle and compete. Typically it wears on the other team, and eventually they crack, and I thought we frustrated them tonight, and didn't give them a whole lot.
You guys have been looking for some puck luck, like you said. What was it like to see that shot leak through them, and 40 seconds later you guys have two quick goals?
Yeah, it's nice. You get one, you start to feel good, especially after a night where you feel like you could have had a few, and goalie robs you, or you just get a little unlucky. I think that's where you just gotta stick with it. You don't change anything, don't look for extra passes, and I think for me that was kind of my focus tonight, was to keep shooting pucks and going to the net, and stuff from there will open up. And I think fortunately for us tonight it did.
How'd you characterize what Jordan Greenway brings out there?
Yeah, he had a great game. Big body, works extremely hard. I think when he's holding on to pucks and take them to the net, it forces the other team to either take a penalty or he's all alone, like you see on the first goal there that he scores. Great finish by him. And I loved his game away from the puck too tonight. Like, he's in guys' face. He's getting little holdups on guys, making it tough for them to forecheck. That stuff that wears on you over time, being on the other side of it when you're getting picked or you don't have an easy lane on a forecheck or whatever, it frustrates you. And playing against him is definitely is difficult. So when he's going like that tonight, it's a big bonus for our team.
Is it nice to also see a guy like Peyton Krebs? He got his opportunity finally and took advantage of it. I mean, worked hard all night. Is it nice to see that for him?
Yeah, I love Krebs. He works his nuts off. Very deserving. He's always putting in extra work before, after practice. And I liked his confidence tonight. He gets an opportunity to play, and he's not afraid to make plays. And that's what you want to see. You don't want to see him being nervous or gripping a stick. And I thought he had a great game. Same thing with the puck, without the puck. He was responsible. I think you can point at anyone up and down the lineup tonight and say the same thing about them. But I thought he had a great game.
Teams go into slumps from time to time. Three games, it's not that big a deal in the middle of the year. How tough has the last 36 hours been that it was the first three out of the gate here?
Yeah, mentally it's always tough. But I think inside this room, I don't know if you would even really call it a slump. Obviously 0-3 sucks, right? You don't want to get off to that start. But I think if you look at the games, the first one in Jersey was a solid game. Face Markstrom makes a lot of good saves. The second game we would have liked to have that one back. But then you look at LA as a great game and tonight. So I think we're playing good hockey. Obviously, we couldn't find the back of the net in the first three games, but that'll come. That comes in waves. And I think if you're playing hockey the right way on the other side of the puck, those games will eventually turn for you. And I think, like I said, sticking with the process and not straying when things don't go your way. So I liked our mindset in this room. We were positive. We weren't down on ourselves, and I think that's a good thing moving forward. It speaks to the character in the room.
How encouraging is it that you were able to hit that repeat button and get a similar game? And, you know, you're still in a new system and all that, just to be able to do that so early in the season.
Yeah, I mean, that was a huge game for us tonight. Like, we knew we needed to win that one. And I think everyone stepped up. That it'd be easy to put a lot of pressure on yourself and kind of cave on that and panic, especially when you're, down one early. And we didn't do that. We had a lot of composure, and I think that speaks volumes to the guys in the room and the confidence and the belief in each other that we know we're going to win. So, like I said earlier, just keep playing the game the right way, play hard, and the results will follow. So it's just something we got to continue to do every single night and not take any off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.